The Truth News Network. Remembering when this was a free country. As we approach Independence Day, we're reminded the greatest weapon against tyranny is the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network,
and Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the maker, the finder, the identifier of truth, Truth News Network. I'm glad you joined us here today. Well, what did you think about President Trump's rally in Orlando? I watched about 10 minutes of it. Enough to know he had a rabid crowd of fans that participated in his reelection campaign launching event. He was on script most of the time, seemed to stay on the teleprompter message, and simply detailed facts, figures, and percentages. All in all, I gotta say, he did a good job with the support of the ardent fans that he had in attendance there. Later overnight, I saw a tweet from Joe Biden. I watched a short interview with Senator Kamala Harris and Bernie Sanders as they commented on the president and his campaign rally. Let's take a look at what they had to say. Quote, this is Joe Biden. Let's be clear. President Trump inherited a growing economy from the Obama-Biden administration. That's in a tweet from Team Joe. And it continued. And now he's in the process of squandering it. Former VP and now presidential candidate Joe Biden. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California. Donald Trump is looking back behind, looking in the past. We need to look ahead, forward through the windshield, instead of what's behind us looking out the back window. And then Bernie Sanders, quote, listening to Trump made me feel very much that he is a man living in a parallel universe. A man way out of touch with the needs of ordinary people, and a man who must be defeated, Sanders said. I can understand that he attacks me or other Democratic candidates because poll after poll is showing the country that Trump is falling further behind in terms of his ability to get reelected. Of those comments, I don't see the evidence of any understanding of the current status of the U.S. We're talking about two current U.S. senators, and the most recent past vice president, who was before that also a U.S. senator. One would think there would be much knowledge and much understanding of the past and present conditions of every segment of the United States, and that their understanding would include intelligent and coherent remarks about where the U.S. is today and where they each want to lead it going forward. All I heard, and all I hear from the other two dozen or so Democrat presidential candidates is, Trump's a bad guy who doesn't understand what the average American needs. Listen to what I'm about to say. Nothing could be further from the truth. Let's talk for a moment about misunderstanding. Someone at the top of America's political leadership heap is either confused or ignorant. That heap, for the purpose of this conversation, is the pile of members of Congress and the members of the executive branch all rolled into one big pile. In the run-up to the 2016 election, there were three political perspectives being touted. One, Democrats wanted bigger government, open borders, smaller military, world citizenship to replace U.S. citizenship, and of course, single-payer health care. Second, Republicans who wanted smaller government, closed borders, a reinvigorated military, no illegal immigration, lower taxes, reduced across-the-board regulations, and reaffirmed Americanism. Then third, rhino Republicans who wanted everything to stay the same so as not to make any waves in government to prevent any changes of power going forward. Today, folks, there are still three political perspectives being touted. First, Democrats who want socialism. They want open borders, smaller military again, world citizenship to replace U.S. citizenship, and instead of single-payer health care, they've given it a name, Medicare for All. Second, Republicans who still want smaller government, closed borders, a stronger military, no illegal immigration, lower taxes, reduced across-the-board regulations, and continued reaffirmed Americanism. Third, rhino Republicans who pretty much are afraid to come out of the closet and say what they do want. All they will say is what they do not want. And they, Republican in name only, they do not want Donald Trump. So let me just get something clear. Let's put this out on the table. Here's what's clear. I'm just confused. Senator Bernie Sanders live-streamed a surly response to Mr. Trump's campaign rally while other Democratic 2020 hopefuls tweeted about it. Besides what he said we've already mentioned above, he said this, and I quote again, "It's going to take me a little while to settle down because I just had the extremely unpleasant experience of watching Donald Trump in action for an hour and a half. Wow, that was certainly something," Sanders uttered to the camera in his low-budget rebuttal. He said this then, "An hour and a half speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense." Sanders said he didn't blame his supporters for being discombobulated, his word, after watching Trump, who used the Orlando, Florida rally to revive some of his greatest hits, even asking the crowd what happened to his 2016 rival Hillary Clinton's 33,000 emails. Follow a line of thought with me for just a few moments. Before we go there, let me just say this. Bernie Sanders, what he said, quote, "He watched as President Trump gave an hour and a half speech full of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense." Now, these people, they like to stay up at that 10 to 30,000 foot level and make those outlandish allegations. And I say they're outlandish because no one ever gets into the details of, for instance, Bernie Sanders. He said the president provided a half-hour speech of lies, distortions, and total absolute nonsense. Where were the details? Wouldn't it make sense if somebody wanted credibility with voters, they want to take on a sitting president, that instead of just throwing out insinuations, they'd give some facts to back up their insinuations? Haven't seen, haven't heard any of that yet from Bernie Sanders. Now let's go back to that line of thought I mentioned. It's a takeoff on what Sanders said. "Listening to Trump made me feel very much that he's a man living in a parallel universe, a man way out of touch with the needs of ordinary people. To understand what's going on in the minds of those on the left, one must understand that people like Sanders and his followers, and even many other Democratic candidates and their followers, they're feeling that Trump lives in a parallel universe and is out of touch with understanding ordinary people. To them is the truth. As crazy as that may seem, they actually believe it, folks." And here's where we get to today's story. Perception is reality. That phrase is the most used phrase in teaching and training salespeople today, and it has been for decades. I was in the car business in the early to mid 70s, all the way through the early parts of the 1980s. I had a sales team, and I can't tell you how many times we brought in new staff members and in training, we taught them perception is reality. To break it down for more basic understanding, the truth of a matter is always the perception that a person holds about that matter. Its real truth is immaterial to them at the moment. Its usage in a sales setting is to show a salesperson how to create a specific perception in the minds of the sales targets of the product or service being sold that the salesperson wants the target to perceive, not what the product or service is actually. As far as that sales target is concerned, their reality as created by the salesperson is the only reality that matters. Once created, their perception, the one that the salesperson created for them, is their reality. Regardless of perception, folks, the truth is always the truth. There are truths from the first 2 years of the Trump presidency that I think those three Democrat Party candidates that we've talked about today and the other 20 or so are missing. We're going to get to that second half of today's show. You sit tight. Right back after this. at Truth News Network.
From McAllen, Texas to Berlin, Germany, the universal language is truth on TNN,
the Truth News Network.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
Hi, Tom Baudette. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes. And others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
The march to Election Day continues. The wave of mis and disinformation swells. A tsunami of truth is the only defense. TNN, here's Dan Newman.
When we broke just a few moments ago, we were talking about perception and reality. And we left with this note: regardless of perception, the truth is the truth. There are truths from the first 2 years of the Trump presidency that I think are lost on most, if not all, of the Democrat Party declared candidates so far. And just to refresh your memory for the purpose of this conversation, here are some of those things that they have lost that are the truth. Unemployment in the U.S. is at record lows. Gross domestic product is significantly higher than at any time in the Obama-Biden administration. Black unemployment numbers are at all-time lows. Women unemployment at record lows. Women employed, the number employed, are at record all-time highs. More Americans are employed today than ever before in U.S. history. 5 million new jobs are created since the beginning of the Trump administration. Welfare and food stamp enrollment at record lows. Federal revenue is at the highest levels in U.S. history. Raises are happening. Wages are rising every month, and consumer confidence is soaring. Despite the Biden claim this economy is belonging to he and Obama, statistics don't bear that out. GDP, gross domestic product, in the last 6 months of Obama-Biden was right at 1%. GDP in the first 6 months of Donald Trump, 3% across the board. Do you know what's troubling? It's not only those 23 Democrat presidential candidates that apparently have lost their truths. So have the members of the mainstream media. And that's where Americans get the information that we talk about. Three key mainstream media outlets offered 90% negative coverage of President Trump and his administration during their evening newscast all through the year 2018. That's according to a report by the Media Research Center, abbreviated MRC. It's no secret mainstream media reporters and pundits haven't been thrilled with the Trump administration. The president often rails against the fake news media and their biased coverage. But MRC listened to and analyzed evening newscasts from purportedly unbiased networks, ABC, CBS, NBC News, and found the coverage to be, quote, incessantly hostile, end quote, midway through Trump's first term in office. At the midpoint of Donald Trump's first term, the establishment media's obvious hostility shows no signs of relenting, but polls show this negative coverage has had no discernible impact on the public's attitudes toward the president. That from Rich Noyes, MRC research director. He wrote that in a report. Noyes noted that roughly 23 million people watch these newscasts every evening. That's a bunch of Americans. Approximately 28% of all airtime was devoted to covering the Trump administration in 2018 for a total of 87 hours, down from 99 hours in 2017. The tone of coverage remains incessantly hostile, 90% negative versus just 10% positive, excluding neutral statements, matching the historically bad press we documented in 2017, Noyes wrote it about the Media Research Center. The evening newscast negative coverage over the last 2 years ranged from 82% negative in April of 2017 to 96% negative in February of 2018. Here's a news story from just a very few days ago. Read or listen, if you're listening to me right now, to this and tell me, what did mainstream media have to say about what the former vice president had to say? What did the vice president say? Listen, former VP Joe Biden assailed President Trump's supporters during a speech Saturday, that's a couple of Saturdays ago, at the annual Human Rights Campaign dinner in Washington, lamenting that virulent people and the dregs of society still have a friend in the White House. Mr. Biden told an enthusiastic crowd of LGBTQ rights advocates that social conservatives at home and abroad who used religion or culture as a license to discriminate were committing a crime of prejudice. Despite losing in the courts and in the court of public opinion, these forces of intolerance remain determined to undermine and roll back the progress you all have made, Biden said. He continued, this time they, not you, have an ally in the White House. They're a small percentage of the American people, virulent people, he continued, some of them the dregs of society, and instead of using the full might of the executive branch to secure justice, dignity, and safety for all, the president uses the White House as a literal bully pulpit, callously exerting his power over those who have little or none. Now tell me this. If Donald Trump, or any other Republican for that matter, said anything like what Biden said about Democrat supporters, what would the mainstream media have said and done? You don't have to think about an answer to that very long, do you? The answer actually goes without saying. They would fight first to be first to present the story live on every talk show and newscast for 24 to 48 hours. And then the demands for a presidential resignation would be trumpeted from coast to coast nonstop on every network. The question? Why is that? You want the answer? Well, what I'm about to say is now no longer just conjecture or conservative blather. Here's the truth. Many on the right have felt for years that the mainstream media have become something of an arm of the Democrat Party. It's no longer conjecture. Mainstream media pundits are now confirmed to be the speaking arm of the Democrat Party. In the early 1920s, newspapers were literally the arm of the political system. Whichever, didn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat, whichever was in control set the tone of newspaper reporting. News outlets fought hard to gain their independence then. Respectability, they wanted it back as being neutral, and actually gained that reputation by the time of WW2, at least for a while. But since the Nixon White House, what had become to be known as the mainstream media began to move more deliberately, more steadily to the left. That move became stronger and stronger, even though reporters at those outlets publicly proclaimed their impartiality in politics, Americans began to notice their bias. Mark Levin, as Sean Hannity terms him, the great one, in his recently released book, Unfreedom of the Press, I highly recommend it. It is an amazing read. Now, I will tell you this, you're going to have to concentrate when you read because it is full of facts and wisdom. In his book, Unfreedom of the Press, he calls on numerous examples that overwhelmingly confirm that traditional and mainstream news sources no longer even try to hide their bias. The likes of ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, The Washington Post, New York Times, and in fact, almost every newspaper in America have gone all in for the Democrat Party. There are many today who actually believe the Democrat National Committee passes out talking points of the day and the week to the media army of so-called journalists. There are sadly only a handful of media news reporting entities that maintain any partiality at all. What's the most disconcerting is that all of those publishers, writers, editors, broadcasters, and reporters have begun to wear their liberal badges proudly. They take no measure in their attacks against conservative causes, candidates, and even elected conservatives. They totally disregard the fact that everybody that goes to Congress is elected by Americans. That matters not. They only care about partisanship. They have now achieved what they feel in their minds is the right to no longer report the news. They now control what news is reported. They write what news is reported. What all their news reports mean, they determine. And how the public should perceive all news stories, what that means. It's literally now a class of empowered media elites answering to and talking for a political class that feels they're in total control of what the American public think and know about the political system in the United States. And only they have some divine anointing to do that. In summary, it's now common knowledge that going forward, not just in the 2020 elections, but in all federal elections for the foreseeable future, conservatives of all ilks, not just Republicans, will face these same obstacles. Previously, conservative candidates could simply campaign using all the resources they had available for their presentation of their proposed policies to the voting public. News sources carried the stories of their campaigns. Editorials would appear with pro and con support and non-support for candidates. But this process has, until the last few decades, been almost fair. But not now. And never again. At least not in my lifetime. There's at least one really good thing that Donald Trump brought back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Some will laugh when I tell you what it is, but it's factual. What did he bring back to 1600 PA Avenue? Integrity. Yes, he may be loud and he may challenge all who nastily attack him. Yes, he brags about his accomplishments while in office. But what he is best known for, and what American history will say about Donald Trump, is that he, like all candidates, made numerous promises when campaigning. What Trump has done that is historical is that he has in 2 years fulfilled every promise he possibly could that he made during his 2016 campaign. He failed to produce promised results only for those matters that he could not unilaterally under the law do so by himself. Congress has failed in every case in which Trump could not achieve the promised results that he made during his campaign. And we'll close today with these two questions. What other president in your lifetime can claim to have in 2 years achieved the same or similar promise fulfillment as Donald Trump? Secondly, why would any voter sincerely desire to turn 180 degrees away from the tangible, positive, and confirmed results listed above to embrace any of those 23 Democrat candidates, knowing that if they do so, turn away, the immediate dismantling of the foundation built and used to achieve those results for all Americans would be gone? No other president, none, has accomplished anything close to Trump's accomplishments in just 2 years. And the only reason any voter would vote to end the most amazing season of prosperity and its top-to-bottom massive benefits for all Americans is if they are wittingly incapable of reasoning to comprehend the cost of their doing so. These are the exact reasons why President Trump must continue to take his message right to Americans the same way he did in 2016. And his message resonates far more effectively now than then. Why? It's simple, folks. He has results today we never saw in his predecessor's 8 years. And when he made those promises in 2016, a lot of us heard them, and we hoped. But now, we hope no more for those. They're fulfilled. We're hoping that Congress will get off their duffs and help him fulfill the rest of them. And as we go forward for 4 more years after the next 1.5, help him make America great again. Thank you for joining us here today. We always love bringing you the good stuff. And there is a bunch of it going on in D.C. Don't stray too far from Truth News Network. Till we meet again. Have a great day. So long, everybody.
he'll never let you fall to the lies. Your bulwark against the tide of fake news. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.